Hello, welcome to Q&A with Perry A. about the calcium. This is Live Well Lifestyle. I was a little late signing on, and the time got away from me, so I forgot what I was here about. And I'm really excited about today's talk. I kind of had to analyze some beliefs in my own life, and it brought me to this subject today of building a better belief system. A belief is just a thought you keep thinking, and it becomes a belief, and it can rule your life. And we have some deeply embedded beliefs, and that's what I want to talk about today. So I hope we have people listening in, and this will also be posted on the archives as a printable as well as an audio. But, you know, when I write one and I think it's really, really good, I want a lot of people to be here, and I'm not seeing anybody on the phones right now on my end, but that doesn't mean they're not there or that you're not listening in from your computers. Last time we had a real good one on the need to be needed and how we wrap that little ball of yarn around ourselves and how it affects our relationships. So building a better belief system. Nothing douses enthusiasm quicker than doubt. When you doubt yourself, you doubt the wisdom that created you. When you doubt yourself, you doubt the wisdom that created you, the God that created you. He created you with all types of talents and abilities and the belief system to believe for yourself what you can do and what you can achieve. So when you doubt yourself, you're saying he didn't make good stuff. And he made us in his image. We have all the power we need to create what we want in life, but sometimes we need to be careful what we say and what we do because it diminishes what we really are capable of. So doubt sabotages the natural knowingness within each of us. Remember that childlike innocence when we didn't know we could not achieve anything that we wanted to? Where along the way did we lose that vital piece of our beingness? The answers will be different for each of us, but recognizing when we relinquished it is the path to regaining it. So you have to recognize what belief you gave up and why you gave it up or why you developed it, and that helps you untangle the mess. Doubt was first installed in us as children by overprotective parents about the time we learned to walk. There were two reactions about our first wobbly steps and the first fall. Parents' reactions set the pace. That first step was not graceful and not confident. It was a shaky, balancing little body. Then kaboom, we fall. If it startles us, no doubt we started crying and mom or dad rushed in to pick us up. Their response may be, "Poor baby, are you all right?" And sympathy begets more tears. Just the sound of our voice, something is wrong, and oh, the tears just begin to flow. Seriously, parents, the little bottoms are only 10 inches off the plush carpet. Or you can do a celebration of much clapping and cheering and so much joy that the tears quickly vanish and we start over and take the next step. Now imagine parents of a world champion bull rider when they first hit the dirt. "Hey buddy, congratulations, you had your first book off. Let's try again, and this time remember to stay over your hand. You were so close, you have a natural talent for this. Get your bull rope and let's do it again." Can you imagine Evel Knievel's parents saying, "Be careful, honey, don't go too fast"? So as parents, we can influence these first experiences with danger can be influenced by other people's fears implanted by well-meaning people, parents or other people. The self-doubt is one of our biggest sins and blocks in the world. How do we turn that around? Passion and desire can challenge fears, our biggest fears. But what about the little things that creep in there that can totally change the way you do things in life? We discussed how self-doubts douses your abilities. So how do we get beyond the doubts? We have played with several options here, but I have another I would like to share with you. So we played with implanted beliefs from our parents, things that we acquired from them. You can't do this, you can do that, whichever way it was. And then we discussed fear-based beliefs. I'm a lover of the work of Byron Katie, and she's at thework.com. She simply states, who would you be without your story? That's one of the most profound statements. This is all most of our thinking is, the story we make up about why I can't succeed. We always want an excuse for why something happened that didn't go your way. So it wasn't entirely your fault. Well, it was, in most cases. So what is the story you tell yourself about different things and your ability to achieve it and do it? That's what we want to go in and look at and analyze. And once we recognize what it is, we can shut up a system to change that belief. If you didn't have self-doubt, how would you act? How would you feel? How would you be around others? How confident would you appear? How tall would you stand? Go there and do more of that. How influential would your voice be if you were totally confident? I mean, this is what makes leaders and why people follow them. They have confidence in them and they have confidence in themselves. Katie has a simple process on her website that can take you beyond your thinking, and if peace is what you want, do the work. She has worksheets there, and she has a lot of videos on her website. And the website will be in this place. It's called thework.com. That's simple. And she will go through different scenarios with relationships and whatever, and help you turn around and find the truth without the yeah buts. She will ask a question, and often when someone answers a question and we don't want to go there, we'll say, yeah, but. And she says, I love the way you avoid answering the questions. And a lot of us do that unconsciously. We don't answer the questions. We offer a yeah, but, a limitation why we believe we can't. I have a friend in the speaking association, Jana Stanfield, and she's a singer and a songwriter. She was appearing at Unity Church of the Hills in Austin one week, and once again I got to hear her sing her song, If I Were Brave. Every time I hear the song, I step out and go for something in life, somewhere that I have been holding back, and I want to share the chorus with you. I do not sing, so I will not attempt to sing it. However, to hear the song and others she wrote, you can go to www.Jana Stanfield.com. Another one of her delightful ditties is, I'm not lost, I'm just exploring. Now, that's a sense of humor and how true it is. So, if I were brave. If I were brave, what would I do if I knew I could not fail? If I believe with the wind always fill my sail, how far would I go? What could I achieve? Trusting the hero in me, that God being in you. If I were brave, I would walk the razor's edge where fools and dreamers dare to tread. Never lose faith. Even when losing my way, what step would I take today if I were brave? What would I do today if I were brave? Now, if you just read those over and over again, it will empower you, I promise you. We all have to look about it. Think about it, because it's worth pondering. If I had no self-doubt or fear, What would I be doing today? If you were brave, what would you do today? Can you even imagine the possibilities and opportunities? What's holding you back? Make a list of the reasons that hold you back from accomplishing the dreams. This is very important that you write them down. And any limitation or doubt that you have, write it down there. Reread each one and ask, is this my belief or was this an acquired belief from someone else, like your parents when you were young? So belief implies mental acceptance of something as true, even though absolute certainty is absence. Now, I kind of stumbled over that, so I want to read it again because I want you to get this. Belief implies mental acceptance of something as true, even though absolute certainty is absent. So even though there isn't scientific proof, you know, what do you believe is true for you? And whatever is true for you will guide and impel your life, or it can take you to higher places. Faith implies complete, unquestioning acceptance of something, even in the absence of proof, especially of something not supported by reason. So faith is believing in that unknown wisdom, that intuitive thought, and relying on it. Unquestioning acceptance of something, even in the absence of proof, and especially of something not supported by reason. That's what faith is. So you're just believing on something out in the airy fairy almost. Trust implies assurance, often apparently intuitive, in the reliability of someone or something. So trust, faith and trust go together. You have faith and then you trust that it's going to happen. Confidence suggests assurance, especially when based on reason or evidence. So we're confident when we do something and we know we can do it and we have proof we can do it because we did it and we exceeded at it and we know it's going to work for us. That gives us a degree of confidence. It's practicing until you can do it without thinking. It's believing in yourself. It's believing that can-do attitude. Credence suggests mere mental acceptance of something that may have no solid basis in fact. Now there's something for you. The basis of every religion, political movement, and every philosophy has its beginning in the confident expression of a single belief. Now think about that. That's a pretty big statement. What do we really know about life? You can question everything to the nth degree, and it's hard to get hard fact that isn't, you know, they have said so many times, this can't be done, this can't be done, and people do it. They broke the 4-minute mile. They're either each year athletes are making new highs, new goals, new accomplishments, and new records. When people say it can't be done before that. So it's just a single belief, but some people didn't take that belief on. A belief is just a thought you keep thinking. In order to focus on helpful can-do thoughts, you have to recognize the can't-do thoughts that are holding you back. Make a list of your limitations and build a better belief system. Write them down, because if you don't write them down, they can get away from you. So write down all the reasons you're not at the level you think you should be at. If you think it's education, maybe you don't have a college degree. I know lots of people with ninth grade education that have IQs that are above 120, and it will blow your mind. They are self-taught. Just because you don't have that piece of paper doesn't mean you don't have the knowledge and that you can't accomplish something. Just don't accept a limitation. Challenge your limitations. But until you recognize your limitations, you don't know what to do about it. Now, what started all this is I have a friend who likes to go to the casinos and play the slot machines. I've never been fond of slot machines because I have a belief that they're just there to take your money and that they're set so that you're not going to win. And I have a whole lot of beliefs about them. And she believes every time she goes, she's going to win. And guess what? She does. It may not be a whole lot, but she comes away with more money than she left. And she really believes it. She has that confidence. There's no doubt in her mind she's going to pick the right machine, and she's going to milk it till she walks home with a profit. Doesn't have to be a huge profit, but she does get more than she left with. So, you know, she's not greedy. And my belief on the other half is when I walk up the machine, it's just going to slurp up the money. And I have my limits when I gamble. I put a limit out of how much I'll spend each day. And she can play all day long on her limit. And in 15 minutes, my limit is gone. And it's nothing but my belief. And I've recognized it. And now I'm working on that belief. So I've got to change a self-induced belief that I've had for a long time about gambling. And so I am, listen, when I walk into there, I thought, this isn't going to last long. There I go, creating my future by my words. Boy, they're going to take my money quick. Yep, there I go. So I'm going to write all these down, and I'm going to change them. I am capable of winning from a machine. I know when to stop. I know when to continue. Just lots of beliefs. I'm going to write these down. So this is what started all this. Because I see her every time walking in with her beliefs and walking out with money. And I see me walking in every time in 15 minutes. I'm back at the room reading my book or watching TV or going out by the pool or taking a walk or doing something else besides gambling. So make a list of your limitations. The ball is in your court. And that's just one example of limitations. I thought now that I retired, I could go back to speaking and doing my motivational talk about the People or Desserts talk that I was so successful with before I started the clay business. And then I think I'm retired. I'm kind of enjoying it. It really is work. I have to load up a lot of books and supplies to take to sell. And driving, if it's someplace like a big city like Dallas or Houston or San Antonio, I'm 80 years old now, almost. And I'm, you know, I'm not as quick on reflexes and not as confident driving in cities when I don't know where something is and I have to drive around and find it. I don't like to be in the wrong lane and have to, you know, it just makes me nervous driving in a big city that's unfamiliar with me. I can go around the block a few times, but if you want to get on an expressway and go somewhere, and downtown San Antonio, if you've ever been there, is a maze of one-way streets, and if you miss a turn, you can end up in Chicago before you know it. There's a belief. Look at those beliefs. We say them. Just catch them the minute you say them. Even sitting here, I've looked at so many I have already established that I can get lost real easy. I love how this works when you analyze your beliefs. So, and it's a lot of walking and standing, and it's just, I haven't started back up because I have these limiting beliefs about that it's going to be more of a struggle to do than it was when I was younger. And I love when I do it. I love when I help the audience see themselves differently and give them a few tools to make life more enjoyable and adding the humor to it so we laugh and we cry and then we laugh again. And you're wiping the tears away as you're laughing because you got the big turnaround and the aha. And the painful moment is magically gone. That's what belief systems do. They turn fear and disappointment into inexplicable joy that you realize this happened for you, not to you. And when you can see your way to that, the whole world opens up and responds to you. It's just marvelous. So I'm going to work on my belief about gambling. Not that I want to become a big gambler. I don't really like to gamble, and yet isn't everything in life we do a gamble? Crossing the street is a gamble, you know. Little kids learning a bike is a gamble. You're going to get a bloody knee. But is the thrill of learning to ride even better than worth getting a skint knee occasionally till you learn how to balance yourself and the bike? So that's your assignment for today, is to write down these thoughts to analyze them, list your limitations, and begin building a better belief system. See if you can turn each belief around. You know, I've learned in my older age when there's lots of things I can't do any longer. I got real steady and tall, and getting up to change the light bulb in my office is impossible for me. I just can't reach it. And the other day, a friend came by, and a new friend came by, and he's a tall man, to pick up an order of clay. And I asked him if he was here, would he change a light bulb and my air conditioner filter. And I had cut my hand right between my thumb and forefinger, and it's real difficult. I stabbed myself with a knife trying to take one of these labels off a bottle that are sealed on there like glue, and I wasn't careful about where my hand was holding the bottle, and stabbed it in pretty deep. And it's right there between your finger and your thumb and the fatty part of your hand, so every time I make a fist or use my fingers or something, I'm pulling it apart. And thinking of lifting my 3-gallon water jug and trying to put it on top of my cooler, which I can barely lift anyway, I just saw me pulling it open and starting the bleeding process again. So I asked him if he'd put a water cooler on for me. So he came in and he did my little honey-do list, joyful and happy. Didn't impose on him, and I didn't have to call some of my much-used neighbors over to do it for me. His timing was perfect. The light bulb went out the night before. I knew my filter hadn't been changed since Christmas and definitely needed changing. So all these things happen. And when you open to the possibilities, the can-do possibilities, it's amazing how the universe moves to support you. So list your limitations and build a better belief system. The ball is in your court. You can do this. Build your new belief system now. Begin it now. So I hope you will take the time to take a pen and paper, write down your limitations, your fears, your blocks, anything that's holding you back, and that may include people as well. I'm going to check to see if we have any questions related to this. Normally, we don't have questions on this day. And I'm not seeing anyone on the phone lines that may want to ask a question. But if you would like to ask a question, feel free to call me. If you go to the bentonitclayinfo.com website, that's where all of these recordings are archived, and if you're on the mailing list, you'll get a notice when Cheryl has it posted, and you can go in and click on the date, or you can look by topic and listen to the ones you want to listen to. You can print out, I tried to write it all out, and there's some stories I put in there that I just ad lib as I'm going through this. And so there may be a story that's missing, but hopefully stories are told so we can remember the facts better. So maybe you can remember the stories. And just look in what areas you have beliefs that you know you've built up, and tear down the brick by brick, take those beliefs apart, and start thinking positive thoughts. Remember, a belief is just a thought you keep thinking. And the more attention you put to your beliefs, good or bad, the more you're going to draw to you of what that belief is about. So if you focus on something a long time, you're drawing that to you. You're a magnet. So if you're focusing on doubt that I can't do something, you're going to draw that to you, and you're going to have proof, because when you try things, the system is set up for you to fail, because that's what, in essence, what you're asking for. I know that sounds far-fetched, but God really made this universe pretty simple. What we focus on is what we get, good or bad. And the universe moves to support you. Things will happen, just like every time I hear Janice Stanfield's song on If I Were Brave. Someplace in my life, the next day, I will remember that, and I will step out and go for it. Go walk the razor's edge. Be willing to overcome my fears and do something, and miraculously something happens to the good of my highest good, and it will to yours. So our time is almost up. I was listening to a song, Kelly Clarkson, when you called in. I was trying to find a song to play, and while I was looking, I lost track of the time. And the one I picked out was You Are Invincible. And you are invincible. You can achieve anything you want. And so I wish you that. Now, go have a totally awesome day. This is Perrier signing out. Happy St. Paddy's Day tomorrow. Bye-bye.